At 6:06, it is fair and 74 degrees in Tulsa. Some strong thunderstorms will be possible tonight after a high of 90. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Do not expect the city of Tulsa to ban sex offenders from handing out Halloween candy. At least, not this year. City Councilor Jeannie Q says she's heard from some residents that would like such a ban.
And I just want to say I had got some calls from constituents about some ordinances they have in Louisiana, Missouri, Virginia, California, and Maryland, and we have nothing here.
City Prosecutor Bob Garner says that would be better addressed on a state level. He says any local ordinance would be challenged in court. The city's continued drop in sales tax collections has officials looking at options. The city budget plans right now call for spending about $3 million more than the city can take in. The city's main revenue source is sales taxes. Mayor Bartlett has already issued a hiring freeze at City Hall. Kathy Taylor unveils a three-point plan she says she will use to fight crime in Tulsa if she is elected mayor of Tulsa next month.
The plan calls for bolstering police staffing on the streets and in the 911 call center, using newer technology to make police work more efficient, and taking a community-based approach to reducing crime. 35-year TPD veteran and Oklahoma Police Union President Ron Bartmeyer says Taylor's plan will succeed or fail on that last point.
You can have technology all day long, but unless you got the citizens and the employees taking ownership of it, the technology doesn't do you any good.
The community-based actions of Taylor's plan include reducing blight, connecting neighborhood associations with the police, and expanding the Crime Stoppers Anonymous Tip Program. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
With the federal government shut down, scam artists are quickly circling the elderly. Spirit Bank CEO Kel Kelly says crooks are placing phone calls to the elderly seeking their account information,
saying that the shutdown is going to affect their Social Security payment and that they need to give the shyster the information. We actually had one in our lobby trying to give the shyster their account information, which we were able to intercept and stop.
He says banks already know your account information, and so does Social Security. Kelly says there's no reason to give anyone that information over the phone. On State Capitol Watch this morning, state lawmakers are calling for more accountability from the Oklahoma Secondary Schools Activities Association. The association oversees all extracurricular activities in Oklahoma junior and senior high schools. It gets no direct state funding. However, school districts must pay dues to the association, and those dollars do come from the state. Guthrie State Representative Jason Murphy says that is a problem.
What role does the public have in the way of oversight over those entities when most of their income originates from the taxpayer and from a government entity source?
Lawmakers yesterday heard from parents and school leaders regarding the association and what they call its lack of transparency. There's been three more West Nile virus deaths in Oklahoma in the past week. Two were in the Oklahoma City area and one in far western Oklahoma. There have been 38 confirmed cases of West Nile this year in Oklahoma. Four of those cases have been here in Tulsa County. Our weather forecast, sunny, breezy, and hot today, a high of 90. Thunderstorms likely tonight, mostly after about 10 o'clock. Some could be strong to severe, down to 52 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, the rain ends, but much, much cooler, a high of only 65. Right now in Tulsa, it's fair and 74. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.